Highland Auto presents Make a Band. Final recap.
Brought to you by Oregon Wine Lab.
I pledge allegiance.
To the band.
We rock the house. Who rocks the house? We rock the house. Who rocks the house?
Rock and roll!
Dude, we are total rock stars now.
You know, I can deal with your problem, or I can rock out, but I cannot do both.
Seven groups of strangers came together to make a band. Here's their stories.
Let's get rocking!
This is Tookie and the Dope Kings, brought to you by That's Some Good Sounds and Voice to Games. Give it up for them. Here we go.
Shout out to all you grown-ups in the bar. Chug your drinks and get up here. Come on, come on, come on.
You don't want to miss this guy.
It's tragic because they can't handle it. Yes, the ill, a type. Shh. Unorthodox, most sick, the smallpox. Cut it like a box, rock your socks off. Because I am the boss, but I don't floss. I don't need to, because I can see through the most hard to fake fool. Let me lay down the rules. They're putting at the pool because I like. take the flow, breaking it down, blow by blow. I just still wouldn't go. I put in my pocket and save it for later. Blast off like a rocket, burn like a lightsaber. Put me on like a lifesaver. Busted like a raider, meet and greet like a traitor. Get high like a skyscraper. Hit the fader, cause I'm off to the next cave.
Get to him, Chucky.
In studio, wrapping up Make a Band. Why don't we go ahead and introduce ourselves? We'll start with Michael.
Hey, I'm Mike Jones.
I'm Tookie.
Will Bucknam.
I'm Hooch.
Chunk Molly.
Rory Beck, a.k.a. Roartron.
I like that. Now, it sounds like you guys have been having a lot of fun. How's been your experience of Make a Band?
It's been really fun.
We definitely, a lot of us kind of just met each other in the beginning of the process. So yeah, it's been cool, you know, friends, music, and then all the other networking that comes with it, of course. That's a huge part of the plus.
Well, you hit it right there. You started off as a group of strangers that got drafted by sometimes another stranger. Tookie had a chance to work with Michael or knew of Michael beforehand.
Yeah.
And now you've tried to make a band, so you had no idea direction, and then how was the process of finding all of that?
Well, so Mike and I had some general idea of what we wanted, and then we went for it. We kind of had to go with what was available. You only can pick, like, you know, one thing at a time, so we ended up kind of building around Shania once we got her. And then we got...
Really? Or did you build around Roartron? Because that was a huge part of what made us different.
Yeah, I think a lot of the way that the arrangements turned out were sort of dictated by the fact that we have an unusual composition of instruments. Because we have Shania singing, obviously, Tookie. But we have a guitar and a DJ and then me doing some keyboards and vocals and kind of whatever. So putting together a song out of that, we sort of had to cue everything off of the DJ and figure out how to do a whole rhythm section with no bass or drums there live, which sort of I think gave it a really unique flavor because nobody else had that particular challenge.
Was that a mixed bag? Was that a blessing or was that a curse?
It was a choice. We could have picked a bassist and a drummer, but after we got Roartron, we decided that none of it fit, and we wanted everything to fit together, and it did.
Roartron, you sound like you're the glue that makes this whole thing work.
Big shout out to Mike Jones, Doc Jones, for helping with those arrangements. But I was pretty much the rhythm section, you know, and I was using a MIDI controller, and I had my DJ controller. So it was a bit of an unorthodox combination of instruments, and you would think of it as a limitation, but I felt like that combination really made it unique, the whole performance very unique, and it was a lot of fun to work with these guys.
Let's pick it up.
Who's ready for this?
Y'all know Reggie Watts, right? Everybody's got some devotion. Just to lose what we have found.
ground, we stand our ground.
You can't hide.
We are young. We rely on defiance just to lose what we have found.
Getting all these individuals to play as a band?
It was actually surprisingly easy. The first thing we noticed when we first started working on our first song was that our guitarists could just play along with anything we put in front of them within seconds. And so we were like, there goes that challenge. So that was really cool. It was just a matter of the biggest challenge. It wasn't like, hitting the parts. It was just the transitions, you know. Songs change, and we want to make sure they all change at the same time.
Yeah. What was your thoughts going into the final performance?
Supreme confidence.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, it's very interesting because, we have like 6 weeks, and maybe it was increasing panic until the last week, and then every day we were just like, oh, this is dope. This is dope. This is even more dope.
Yeah, dude.
This is sick. Like,
We got a lot of repetition in during the last few days of rehearsal. And what's so awesome about having a DJ is we all made a fixed decision. Like, we're not going to stop playing the whole entire 20 minutes. So we made everything bleed into the next event, you know. So when we were going into the performance, we knew it's like, okay, here we go. 19 minutes of, holy shit, the train is rolling.
Fix that in post.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So speaking of the train.
I was particularly nervous 2-3 weeks out because I'm just, the background that I have is much more like academic, and I have, I study music in school, so it was months at a time between concerts, and this felt very compressed to me. So 2-3 weeks out, I was like, oh my God, we only have like a few weeks of rehearsal, we're never going to make it. And then the last week, I was like, oh, we're doing the whole show, no problem, 3 or 4 yeah. times in a row. So I think we're good. It came together so fast once we were all just working on the songs. Once we had a whole structure, it just gelled really, really easily.
Were your individual backgrounds still then able to shine through?
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone had their own moments. Yeah, we made sure. That was actually a point of emphasis. We wanted everyone to have their chance to shine on their own during the show and come together.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, especially for me, because like I said, I haven't done a lot of, like, gigs or short-term stuff like this, especially like in front of a crowd. But you know, Shania Tookie has a lot of experience doing more stuff like this, so it was really fun for me to be able to just jump into a group that was a lot less like structured and formal than the stuff I'd done in school. So
would you do it again?
Oh, absolutely.
Even if it meant playing with totally different people?
I don't know about that one. I'm pretty partial to these guys. They're totally my style. It's a big thing.
Pretty committed to the Dope Kings now, I think. So.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for the Dope Kings, Tookie and the Dope Kings? What is the next step?
Well, so we were awarded free studio time to record, and we were recorded free mastering for the recording. So we are a band now, and we will be releasing music in the future.
I was just going to say, whether you like it or not.
You're just going to have to accept it.
And how do we keep up to date on everything that Tookie and the Dope Kings are doing?
Well, now we have a Facebook, a Twitter, and an Instagram. Twitter at Tookie Dope Kings. And then you can just look up Tookie and the Dope Kings on Instagram or Facebook, and you'll find us. We have videos online from the performance at the Wow Hall. You can see that. And we got some great audio from the booth, so check it out.
Any live showings in the near future?
We need, so we're looking to get a practice space, and we need to get a little polished. So soon, but not like next week.
Right on. Okay, yeah. So just kind of keep up to date on that.
Yeah.
Throughout the summer.
Yeah, check out the Facebook and the Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, the social medias.
Talk to us.
Any final thoughts, shout-outs, anything that you want to share?
Big thanks to Jen and everyone here with the radio station that even put this on. All the sponsors as well. I mean, it was just a super fun event. I'm glad that we all got the opportunity to do it.
And Wow Hall, dude. Wow Hall was pretty
good. Wow Hall for holding us down. The sound guys, so the long day.
I mean, just a quick note on that, though. Like, Will and I did this 4 years ago, and like, actually coming back and seeing, like, how much more it's grown, like, how much more Cumulus Media added to everything, and it just, it grew exponentially, and it's, like, super, super cool. So, this was the best experience by far, and, looking forward to doing it again.
Yeah.
Likewise. So are we. Anybody else? Well, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to just give a shout-out to all of my bandmates, Tookie and the Dope Kings. I really enjoy just hanging out with these guys. You know, sometimes people get together and they just want to practice and then bounce. But with these guys, it's really fun. It's a joy to just kind of hang out with them and shoot the proverbial S, if you will.
All right, yeah, we can finish that.
All right, now.
What we're going to do is take you kids back, way back, back into your parents' time.
The power is yours!
Come on. Y'all know what's up? Hey, let's get these lights back. Come on. I want to see these people.
For someone to satisfy my every need, won't you be my inspiration? Be the real love that I need, yeah, real love. Hey, I'm searching for real love, someone to set my heart free. Real love, oh, I'm searching for real love. See, when I met you, I just knew that you would take my heart and run. Until you told me how you felt for me, you said I'm not the one. And so I slowly came to see all of the things you were made of. And now I want my dreams and inspiration lead me towards real love, real love.
If I was in your place, how many challenges have I faced? Cause we live life at a real fast pace. Step with me and let's slow it down. Appreciate intricacies of the sand. Man, we flying through space on this ball spinning round. Always searching for something to be found. Well, still so much happening in the background. I say stop for a moment, take a look around. When you see it in a minute, it can astound. The things you experience in just one lifetime. I say have some fun, maybe kick around. It's a sign of the time when you're feeling the shine with all the warmth. Feel the lyrics in the line. Can I have just a moment of your limited time? Man, it feels so good. I'll just dance when we all just unwind.
Oh, real love, yeah. I'm searching for real love. Someone who's in my heart.
Thank you so much, guys.
You know better, you know.
ship. Diamonds and pearls, silver and gold, they could do anything here in the world. Kill us all off. They take our worth, they pay us dirt. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? What do I do it for? I've been working so hard just to give you more. Gotta get right. What do you do it for? When the rest of the world is falling through the floor. You gotta get right, cause you know better. You know, you know. See, you know better. You know, you know. See, you know better. You know, you know. It's your teeth in my neck. Your teeth in my neck. Break it down. Your teeth in my neck. Hey! Your teeth in my neck.